Blog Talk Radio.
When I think of the good and the of Jesus and all he's done for me, you know my soul cries out, hallelujah, oh Lord. And I thank God for saving me. Let me say it again. When I think of the good and the of Jesus and all he's done for me, you know my soul cries out, oh Lord, good God Almighty. And I thank God for saving me. Let me say it right here. When I think of the blessing of Jesus and all he's done for me, wow, my soul cries out every day of my life, oh Lord, hey, hey, good God Almighty. You know what I need to tell the Lord? I tell him like this.
evening to each and every one. The first song you heard was When I Think About the Goodness of Jesus, and I'm so sorry, I don't know who is the person that sang that song. I've been trying to find out what the name was. I liked the song so much I downloaded and I forgot to get the name of the person that sung that song. So please forgive me. If anyone knows, just pull my little coattail and let me know. And the second song was I Look to You by Donita Moore. And I just praise God, you. I am Prophet Shirley Kane, founder of Win the Walk, the Jesus Ministry, the ministry that helps the lost and the hopeless to find their way to Jesus by walking in their purpose and their destiny. And I also want to remind you that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we should be all on one accord and rejoice in this day. When you stepped outside this morning, the sun should have beamed down on you to let you know it is God's mercy and grace. Perhaps the birds were singing you a lullaby to let you know that God is good. And I just want you to know, as simple as you saying, thank you, God, for this day and all of your goodness. God give us all things free to enjoy here on earth, and we should also rejoice for him giving up his one and only son, Jesus Christ, for you and me. And God don't ask us for much, but we ask him for everything we want and desire. Amen. And I just thank God for allowing me this moment to speak to you concerning his word. And right now I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to get into the word. Maybe I may play two songs. I don't know. It just depends, because I do have 2 hours, even though I won't use 2 hours, because it doesn't take 2 hours to be able to encourage someone with the word of God. So I'm going to play this song by Tamla Mann, Take It to the King.
Whatever situation you may be in, you can cast all your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. You can take it to the King.
Take me to the King.
Lay me at the throne.
Let your word penetrate and filter out the wrong spirits and usher in the spirits of goodness. Lord, that we will be convicted of the anointing that we are not using for your glory. God, and I just thank you, God, that that people will be transformed by the power of your word. And we're going to give you the honor and the praise and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I thank God for everyone that's on the phone line, those in the chat room, however you are listening in. I thank God for you. And please, please be blessed by this word. And we're going to go to the scripture. We're going to go to the book of 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter, and the scripture is going to be 9 and 10. And this is probably a very familiar scripture that you have heard time and time again. And it says, Jabez was more honorable than his brother. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to God of Israel, Oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. And what I want to talk about tonight is how to turn your pain into gain. How to turn your pain into gain. And we need to know that our past does not have to determine our present. I want you to know, and I want you to listen very closely of what I am about to speak on, because some of you need to break out of the living condition that you are in, and you need to experience the pleasure God wants to bring to you. Buried in the genealogies of the Old Testament is a nugget called Jabez. In the days in which he was born, they took considerable time naming a child. And I want you to know names do have meaning. And so the name of Jabez signified what his mother thought when she named him Jabez. In the Hebrews, it means one who causes pain. How would you like to go through life being known as one that causes pain? It is so often a tragedy when what parents do to their children. And I'm not real sure if Jabez's mother bore him in pain, conceiving him at birth. Either way, who would name their child that? And to describe him as pain, we must be careful what we expose our children to. The kind of sponge that they become, that you become for them, is what they become. Because every day I hear parents of the day say and do disrespectful, unhealthy, and horrible things in front of their children. But when their children start acting out and become a part of the criminal justice system, then they will say, I don't know why my child doing that or acting out. I am not going to go any further with that story because that's a subject of another time. But in this story, the harsh words, the painful memories of childhood that some of us may have endured, like being told we will not amount to anything in life. People sometimes just don't like you because you are you, or they are jealous because you got perfect peace, and all they got is money to spend, but they have no peace with spending the money. And I just want you to know tonight that imagine you going through life with something that somebody have imposed on you, but it's nothing that you can really do about it. Imagine having a name that brings back unpleasant memory. Jabez are one who causes pain. Or you have a parent or parents who look at you as being a pain. You can live with the name and the reputation and the name that they make for you. Or you can make a decision to live the way God has planned for your life. Because God can give you a new name. Didn't he change Jacob to Israel? Didn't he change Abraham to Abraham? He changed Sarah to Sarah. So on and on, and there are many more. But the name does not dictate who you are in Christ. I have decided to live the best life I possibly can, to look for the good in life instead of looking at the pain. Because the Bible tells you in Psalms 139:14, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. The plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. My biological father wanted nothing to do with me. And as a child growing up, I can relate well with the name Jabez. But I was a pain to my mother and stepfather. I had, however, made up in my mind later in life there was something greater in me and something of greatness I was born for, not to wallow in the past, but to live today. I discovered that purpose when I accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and owner of my life. I did not let what scars that my mother and stepfather caused me to live my life as a product of a nobody. But God kept me from all danger, tars, and snares. And oh, don't think I am out of the woods, because I still go through it right now today. But God got me. They may bend me, but they cannot break me. And I challenge you to be who God has created you to be. People cannot make you be what they think you ought to be, because they didn't give you life. They didn't create you. I want you to understand that I am a warrior. I am a major servant of God. I'm saved and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. I'm born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me. My enemies can't even determine my today, my tomorrow, or my evermore. I don't let my failures or my storm slow me down or put me into the rut of living like many people live in. Everything I have, it came straight from God. Everything that I have went through, it was because God allowed it, because he had to get me built up where I would understand every blessing that he would give me. Everything that you go through in life, you got to understand that you are bound to have to go through something, and you can't get sad and give up life. You got to keep moving. You got to trust God. You got to believe that he is who he is. You got to lean on him more and more and not on your situation. When you make it your choice to be determined in your heart how you are going to live a fruitful and a fulfilling life, do not let your past or your present determine your future. It didn't for Jabez, and it doesn't have to for you. We need to be optimistic about our life. How are you going to live today? You can begin today to shun the labels of the past. You can walk past the lies that others have developed around you and not wallow in the legacy of someone else's plans for you. You can take the Jabez challenge. You can live the life God has ordained for you, not someone else. You need to understand how to turn pain into gain. Jabez had things to overcome in his life, and these short verses don't tell us much about his plight. It doesn't, but there are clues in the scripture if you read it, and if you read all of that chapter, you will understand how it come to be that. And we're not going to go into that, because we're just particularly talking about what had happened to Jabez. And we need to know he had to overcome his name, Jabez, the one who causes pain. It also says in the scripture he was more honorable than his brothers. How many of you have experienced sibling rivalry? Jabez was elevated above his brother, and that is an indication that that might well have been God's plan. Even though he was hurt by the name, and the name does not signify who he is. We got to understand that when I was growing up with my sisters, they were taught that I was not their sister. And they were quiet, they were innocent, and they didn't acknowledge me as their sister because they were taught that. That wasn't their fault growing up. But as they became adults, they understood better. When they became a new creation and gave their life over to Christ, so many things that they grew up thinking and knowing and were taught, they found out better. And so now our relationship is a good relationship. See, God had his own plans for me. Even if I didn't fit there, God seemed to fit me somewhere else. And some of you, I know, you know what I'm talking about. I could have resigned myself to being a failure. Some places may not be, and we need to understand, some places may not be where God wants you at that particular point in time in your life. But don't give up because you don't fit there. There is somewhere God may need your presence. You just have to discover where that somewhere is. Don't take it personally because it would only keep you from moving forward. I had potentials and abilities that my sisters did not have. I was different, and God made me different on purpose. God chose me as his dreamer and his prophet because he knew one day I was going to be great and a mighty warrior. In my walk through life, I met Jesus Christ, and life has gotten better with every passing day of my life. See, Jabez didn't pray for God to just help him make it through. He prayed, Lord, I pray that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my life, that your hand will be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, because he didn't know what made his mama say it was in pain. He didn't know what she had connected herself to. He didn't know what she had went through. But all he knew, she named him Jabez. And it was about her being in pain. See, it may seem like sometimes in life that people hand you wrong identity. People look at you as being a nobody. People will look at you and think that you are not significant. People will look at you and they will measure the things that you have in life. And if you are not up to par with them in their materialistic ways, then they don't have anything to do with you. They push you to the side, and they look down on you as a nobody. But see, what they don't know, that what's on the inside of you is what they cannot see. See, they look at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. And God's sweet aroma love can turn it all to sweetness. Listen, your future has already been determined, whether you know it or not. You got to live your life by faith in Jesus Christ, and you got to hold on to the promises God gives to you. He calls you his own. You need to lean on Jesus and let him turn your pain to gain. You, some things you got to let go, and you got to let God, because some things ain't worth you trying to outdo it or to change it around or to make it shine. Because if it don't have sunlight and it's in darkness, it's not going to shine anyway. If you want to accomplish the purpose God has for you in your life, you're going to have to overcome something. There is no gain without some sort of price, some sort of pain. It is just a matter of how much you are wanting and how much you are willing to invest, how much you want to achieve in the realm that God has planned for you. This is not the time to give up. It is the time to get up. Peter told the lame man, rise up and walk. Have you been lame by life issues and people? Then get up. Take the Jabez challenge. Arise above the circumstances of your life and walk into the promises of God. And I want to share with you six keys to turning your pain into gain, your failures into success. The first thing is pray. Jabez set a great example because the simplest yet it seemed harder for us to do is pray, especially when we're going through things and when we're overloaded with situations and problems. It's hard to pray, but you need to jumpstart and pray the Jabez prayer. Ask God to enlarge your life, that things will go well with you and that God will keep you from evil. I hear people say they got up and they started their day with a pot of coffee, frying eggs and bacon and showering and dressing in their attire, but I never heard them say, I thank God for waking me up this morning. And it don't have to be a long, drawn-out prayer. I have watched people talk to their friends and have the phone glued to their ear day and night, but when it comes to God, there is little that they have to talk with him about until they need it. Then they can't get enough of calling on him. The second thing is be optimistic. When you expect good things to happen, they are more likely to occur. Look for the silver lining in every cloud, not the passing thunderstorms. Trials are designed to make you get closer to God or to make you stronger. The third thing is explore the possibilities. Don't just write things off as being possible. There are things I have done that many people would have written me off. But God saw it differently. It wasn't because I was special, just that I explored the possibility of doing them. When God gives you the green light, learn to go for it. Just make sure it is God controlling the signal. And let me share with you what God done for me at one time in my life. I had gotten a light bill for $300 in the middle of February. And I called the light company and I tried to rectify it. It wasn't right. So I told them I won't be paying another $300 light bill. So I went outside and I prophesied to that meter. And I told it better line up. I didn't declare and decree. I commanded it to go down to $100 and less if it was possible. Well, the next month, I did get a bill, and it was $103. And I said, I went outside again to that meter, and I told it to come down some more. And so when I got my bill, it was $7. Not 70, but 7. And so what I am saying here is God give you authority to command what you want, and it shall be. And I know that some people will say, oh, that was just luck. No, I took the authority and commanded the meter to line up. I didn't tell CenterPoint to line up. I spoke to that meter, and I released that authority that was in me. And that's what we got to do. We got to walk in the power that we have, because he said he gives you power and authority over serpents and scorpions, and by no means nothing will hurt you. You can command things in your life, and it shall be. If it does not be, that means that it's not in God's will, and that doesn't mean that he's not going to do it. He may do more than what you are asking for, and we have to keep that in mind, that God can give us more than enough of what we ask him for. The fourth thing is to keep pressing. Persistence will pay off. You will never know if you can unless you try. When I was looking for my little part-time job, there was no response. And I don't mean to make this all about me, but I'm just giving my testimony to encourage others to know that there is hope. But I was looking for a little part-time job, and nobody would hire me, I guess because of my age, because I had retired and then I decided I needed a part-time job. So one day a phone call came from this agency and they was looking for another person. They called out their name and they were calling this person to ask them were they still interested in the job, because that person had, you know, inquired about a job. And so the lady said, oh, I'm sorry, I got the wrong number. And I told her, no, I'm the person you're looking for. It wasn't actually me, but I was persistent in making that job my job. And I got the job. It was just what I was looking for. The same job that people kept telling me it was going to be hard to find that type of work I was looking for. But God let me hear him, and he quickened my spirit. And I know that job was meant for somebody else, but it was coincidental that person called my number, and that was the opportunity for me to put claim on it. I don't know why we try to limit God. I want you to understand he's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end, and he is the great I am. Number five, keep at it. This means being willing to change. Too many people get stuck in the rut of living the same way day in and day out. Put some spice in your life. Change up your self-esteem. Change up your atmosphere. Change up your friends. Change up where you shop at. Go out and treat yourself to something. If it's no more than an ice cream cone, and I'm not talking about going to Dairy Queen, I'm talking about going to Marble Slab. You have to put yourself in the places that you want to be able to go and enjoy life, to enjoy living your life. Not so you can be living above your means, but because you deserve at least one time in your life to do something special for yourself as often as you can afford it. Try and watch how you will build your self-esteem and how deserving it will make you feel. I do it all the time. I put myself in places. I know I can't afford to be in there, but I'm in there anyway. And God makes provisions for me. I've even been in places where the guy would take my ticket. Just out of GP, he would come by my table and just take my ticket. And he says, you know what? I just want to bless you. I'm going to pay for your meal so you don't have to worry about it. And I sit there and I say, Lord Jesus, because when I would have paid for this, I would have had nothing left to splurge on for the rest of the month. And see, I just know that God will always make provision. When we're willing to change and open the doors to new adventures, and I finally realized being last is not always bad, because the Bible says the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Being first to yourself in life open up a lot of opportunities in your life. And the last and final thing, the sixth thing, is become a risk taker. Be willing to make mistakes along the way. Stick your head out of your shell and begin to move forward and watch the doors open. One thing that I will never forget, and I mean I will never forget this, this elderly lady in this neighborhood where I was growing up as a kid, and she saw me and she saw that I was looking very discouraged because something had happened at school. I don't quite remember what it was, but she was sitting on her porch. And she said, come here, young lady. And so I went up to her porch, and she told me, she said, honey, hold your head up. Pick yourself up. The world don't stop turning for your grief. She said, you are young, and you got a whole life ahead of you, and you need to keep dreaming. You need to keep pressing. You need to keep believing and trusting in Jesus. And that day changed my life forever. My self-esteem picked up so mightily. I had so much confidence in myself. I didn't look like a lot of other those young ladies that looked with the long, pretty hair and the beautiful shape. But if you would have saw me, you would have thought I was the same as them. And so, you know, God will prepare you for the battles ahead. Hold on to your dreams. He will go before you. He will pave the way. He will set everything in position. He will perfect it, and he will deliver it. Never, never underestimate what God cannot do. On purpose, God will change your pain into gain. You can change the outside of a package, but it will not change what's in the inside. And Jabez prayed from the heart. It wasn't a long, drawn-out affair. He got right to the point. He was as if he was saying, God, you know me. You know my mom has called me a pain, and at times I have been. And now I want you to break me out of that rut. I know that this is the only way you will bless me. Jabez prayed, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. Someone said we have decaffeinated the word blessing. That is taking the punch out of God's blessing. They are talking about the worldly blessing because ain't nothing decaffeinated about the kingdom blessing. And don't try challenging God to see if he will keep his word because he's not a son of man that he will lie. You got to make sure you are holding down your end of the bargain. And that's what Jabez would be shouting, oh, God, bless me indeed. Blessing is the supernatural favor of God in your life. It is a God doing something. It's God doing something for us, which we cannot do for ourselves. It's asking God to open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. When is the last time you look back and said, I see where God took my pain and turned it to gain? You need to take the Jabez challenge. Your troubles have not come to stay. They will pass if you get a hold of the supernatural power of God. If you step out in faith, believing God will bless you and enlarge your territory. Because God has more blessings for your life than you can imagine if you would just put your faith and trust in him. Because James 4 and 2 says, you have not because you ask not. Matthew 7, 7 says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and shall be opened. And when we fail to act, forfeit all these blessings which come when we only act. When is the last time you act? When is the last time you asked God to expand your horizon so you can have a greater impact for the kingdom of God? This is not a selfish prayer. This is a prayer to do more for the kingdom, to do more for God. You may not think God can use you, but God will take your pain and turn it to gain for his kingdom. It requires your availability. God is ready to give you more than you have. God is waiting to provide you with provision. Then you need to accomplish great things through for the kingdom of God. Are you ready for the supernatural blessing of God to fall on you? God has a plan for you, which will come as a surprise. He will do things to you that you never would have thought possible. He's just waiting for you to take the Jabez challenge. You have to know God, not just as an abstract object in your life. You have to know God personally. We're going to call on Jesus, and we're going to acknowledge him. The Bible says all of us have sinned and done wrong in our lives. None of us are perfect. The Bible says let him take every pain you're feeling today, my brothers and sisters, turn it into a gain. Will you do that today? Will you take the Jabez challenge and turn your pain into gain? Jesus is waiting on you. Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we just thank you that your word went forth and penetrated our heart. And before we go on in this prayer, I pray if anyone who don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I pray that you will ask him to come into your life, into your soul, your heart, and your mind. I ask that you will ask for forgiveness and ask him to cleanse you with his blood of righteousness, that he will purge you and make you whole. Father, take control of our lives and let us live solely for you every day. Open our mind and according to the lesson that went forth tonight, that you will enlarge our territory, that we will not let obstacles and hindrance and doubts get in our way. Let our hands be able to reach out to you, God. Father, that we will open our hearts up to you, God, and that you will keep us, God. Father, that you will keep us, that we can be free from the wiles of the devil. Because tonight we break every barrier of Satan, darkness, and we cancel all his plots, his plans, his stronghold, all his evil work in the name of Jesus. Every force that Satan has planned, it will not prosper, nor will it prevail. We tear down every stronghold, and we cover it in the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we claim the victory over all of Satan's forces of darkness in the name of Jesus. I reverse the effect of any stigmas and declare divine favor, grace, honor, and well wishes that it will replace any and all negative feelings, perceptions, and thoughts concerning each person that's listening now and that will listen later in our lives. Lord, I pray that you will bless their family, their marriages, and all failing churches, dear God. I pray, dear God, that you will build up the leaders, God, that they will follow your way, God, and that they will recognize that people are hurt and they need to be free and they need to be delivered. Oh, God, I pray that we will accomplish the work in the ministry that we have been called to accomplish. I declare and decree that all territories will be in the Lord. It's covered in the blood of Jesus. And I declare it over every business, every job, every finances, every possession, over our bills, our checking and savings account, over everything we have and everything we will have, that we will accomplish the work and the ministry that we have been called to accomplish. Oh, God, help us to be able to look up to you, God. I pray, dear God, that sickness will not overtake us, that our bodies are healed right now in the name of Jesus. We call them healed by the blood of Jesus, by his stripes, because he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the trust upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Oh, God, help us if we are destroyed by those that say that they are for us and they are against us, because we know, God, that you are for us when the whole world is against us. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are covering us in Psalms 91, that we are protected from everything that may come after us. Lord, and I just pray, dear God, that we will accomplish the work and the ministry that we have been called to accomplish. Help us to rise up above every situation in our life that keep us from moving forward, that our pain will turn into gain, that we can move forward in our purpose and our plan and our destiny. Lord, we thank you for granting every request that we have asked you for. Father, and we know this prayer is not a voided prayer. And we, God, we're going to wait on your manifestation, because your word is true and it has been tried. And we know, God, without a shadow of doubt, that your word is what we stand on. And anything we ask you for, God, you will do it. I thank you, God, for granting this request. I thank you, God, that this prayer is being closed, but we are never closed from you, God. And we're going to give you the praise and the glory, the honor, in Jesus' name. I do pray, and I thank you, God. Amen. Amen. I bless every one of you that is listening in. My heart is so full. And I know that this word even encouraged me, because there has been dark days in my life, and I'm not going to sit here and say I haven't had no darkness. I just come out of cancer. I'm in remission right now today, and I just thank God that he healed me, because it just didn't look and seem that it was going to take place, and there was a lot of depressing days, but I just talked to God, and I stood on his word, and he had to keep reminding me by his stripes that I am healed. And I'm telling you tonight, don't worry about what you're going through. Just give it to Jesus. Just talk to him and tell him what you want. and everything will be all right. I'm a living witness and a walking testimony. My story is complicated, and I can't tell it all, but it will be in my book if I can just stop procrastinating. But I thank God for each of you, and I thank you for the person that's on the phone line, and if you want to have something to say, I would be more than glad to bring you in. Just press the one, and it will bring you in. And you can share with me anything you want to add to the word or if anything that will bless us, because this is not just about me. This is all about Jesus and his people. And I thank God for each of you. And, you know, this is the early part of the week, and I pray that your week will be a blessed week. I pray that your travel will be safe. I pray that God will go before you in your travel and bind up all things that will cause accidents. I pray that even when you walk in your job, that you can walk in there as in authority and the kingdom of God is entering. And I pray, and I don't know why God is telling me this, and I don't know who this is for. I don't know who's listening to me or who may listen to me later. But I hear God saying promotions, promotions, that even the CEO don't have no idea that he's going to release to anyone. But I hear God saying promotions. You will not be skipped over anymore. You will get your just due. And I praise God for that word. And I don't know who it's for. I don't know if it's for someone that may listen later. I don't know if it's for the person that's on the phone line or in the chat room. But that's what God just spoke to me. Promotions, promotions. You will not be skipped over anymore. Even the CEO won't know that you in line for him to release that promotion to you. I thank God for that word, because God want to bless his people. And, you know, and sometimes we look at how other people are being blessed, but we don't really know why that is happening for them. So we got to worry about self, and we got to look up to him and see what he has for us. And he is a provider. Let me tell you, I retired. And I retired a little early, and my retirement wasn't going to really be that much. But I'm going to tell you something, I ain't missed a beat. I ain't missed a beat. And so God bless you, bless your household, your health, your finances, and whatever it is that you see that you desire, you command it. And if it's in God's will, he will release it to you. So I bless you. No one wants to get on the phone line, and that's okay. I just want you to know I thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on and letting me, allowing me to minister to you. And I just want to say that may your week be so ever blessed. May something supernatural come into your life. And I pray that the promotion that God keeps speaking to me, that it is protected and the enemy cannot sabotage what God is about to do. So I am Prophet Shirley Kane with Win the Walk for Jesus Ministry, and I thank you so much, and may God just bless you. And I just want to say good night to you, and join me again next Tuesday. I got it lined up for the rest of this month, if God is willing, and we're going to continue to stand on the word of God, and may each and every one of you be blessed. And I'm going to go out with this song, Praise on the Inside. And I just want to say good night and God bless you.
Never would have made it. There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way.
Put your hands together.
I can't keep